Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Fionn Thompson in the Business Post reports that Cumasúin na mBan, the new media watchdog, has published the finalised online safety code, which aims to crack down on the publishing and sharing of dangerous content online. The long-awaited code, which first called for stakeholder inputs last year, received over 1,400 responses following a public consultation launched in December. The code will apply to all online video sharing platforms who have their EU headquarters in Ireland and focuses on two main points. The code's scope will include the prohibition of uploading or sharing of harmful content on social media websites. This includes the promotion of self-harm, suicide, cyberbullying, promotion of eating disorders, incitement to hatred, terrorism or violence, as well as the sharing of racist, xenophobic or child sex abuse material. It will legislate for the use of age assurance to prevent children from accessing pornography or gratuitous violence, and having age verification measures in place as appropriate. The Irish Times reports that the High Court has granted permission to Aer Lingus and Ryanair and an association representing US airlines to bring challenges to a cap on passenger numbers at Dublin Airport for next summer. But Justice Mary Rose Gearty adjourned until today an application by the airlines to seek a stay on the imposition of the cap. The allocation of landing slots at the airport is due to take place on November 7th, the court heard. The judge was also told it was inevitable also that there would be a reference on the matter to the European Court of Justice. The challenges are against the Irish Aviation Authority's decision to limit Dublin Airport passenger numbers to 25.2 million for the summer of 2025 season, which starts in late March. The Financial Times reports that Europe's share of global commercial clinical trials almost halved over the past decade as pharmaceutical companies turned to the US and China to take advantage of their simpler regulatory regimes, according to industry representatives. The proportion of commercial trials being carried out in the European Economic Area dropped to 12% of world studies last year from 22% in 2013, according to a report to be published today by the European Federation of Pharmaceutical Industries and Associations. The number of clinical trials across the world increased by 38% over the same period, according to the report. And China has doubled the number of commercial trials it conducts since 2018 and now accounts for 18% of the global total. North America saw its share slip from 26% to 23% over the same period, but the US remains the leader in such testing. The report argued that drug makers were deterred by the length of timelines in the EEA, which, because of its complex regulatory framework, tends to be significantly longer than in other regions for vetting compliance, setting up of trial sites, and recruiting patients.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.